James Thompson Boston here, and I am so proud to be an ambassador for Flyhawk, who are leading the way for netball and women's sport. Flyhawk design and make netball dresses, have netball kit and netball team wear. Plus, they have such good netballs, you should check the designs out. They are wicked. Just head to flyhawk.com.
Hi, this is Tamsin Greenway. I've just heard the news about the award podcast, and absolutely incredible and thoroughly deserved as well. Thank you for promoting our sport and pushing it in the best way possible.
Big congratulations to our friends at the Netball Show on winning Netball Podcast of the Year at the Business Innovation Awards.
Hi, it's Karen Rullo, the Executive Manager of Netball Northern Ireland. Just heard the fabulous news that the Netball Show has won Netball Podcast of 2023. Congratulations to Andy and the team. It's always great to listen to their shows. Massive well done.
Hi Andy, it's Vicky Sutton from Wales Netball and Cardiff Dragons. Just heard the great news. Netball Podcast of the Year at the Podcast Innovations Awards. To the Netball Show, huge congratulations. Thoroughly deserved. Keep up the good work.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Time we caught up with Alex and Manish from the Surrey Hurricanes to find out how they've been getting on since last time we spoke.
The last time we spoke, we were just getting ready to go to Nationals. That was quite a big moment for us. We went to Nationals at the end of August up in Loughborough, and we were competing against 19 other mixed teams. And it was kind of really big for our Nationals debut. We managed to come away as the Division 4 mixed champions. So we placed 13th, and we were really, really pleased with that for a debut. Obviously this year, aiming for top 10. But yeah, we've had a couple of friendlies sort of blow the cobwebs away after Christmas.
How has having the major sponsor helped?
It's been really, really good. I mean, we were able to subsidise the kit. Their logo features quite heavily on our kits, on our socials, everything like that. So that was good because kit can be really expensive, and we were able to reduce the cost for our players, which was really handy.
And still plenty of support from the Storm girls as well?
Yes, I mean, a few of our sort of pals from Storm have moved on to different clubs now, but I mean, Peace is still there and we're going to be seeing her soon, hopefully. I mean, it's a busy time for them at the moment with the Super League, but we're going to go along and support. We do a lot of stuff socially as a club. We usually tend to have sort of a social every month we try, and I think there's about 25 of us going to watch them take on London Pulse, so that'll be a nice outing for us.
That's special as well, isn't it? Because not just a team game on court, but obviously those socials.
I think it's really important forming those partnerships on court and off the court too. I mean, I think lots of people would say this, but it really does sort of feel like a community, and I think that's something that's really important to us and makes us a bit different from some other clubs. We most recently had our awards night, and we hosted that just before Christmas, and we wanted to recognise some of our players and just look back on our successful debut.
Run us through some of the players and those names that actually managed to achieve an award on the night.
Yeah, so we tried not to do too many awards just to keep it sort of special, but to start off with our rising stars. So we gave that award to two people, someone called Jake Chapman Byrne and Harry Spraggs. And they're sort of the younger players from our club. And when we were starting the club up and having trials, they both attended. And obviously, this is an adults club at the moment, and they're still in their teens, sort of just becoming adults, turning 16. And I really was keen to take them on because I think I've touched on it before. I really struggled when I was at school to find anywhere for me to play netball. I mean, that was about 15 years ago now. But I really wanted to take them on so that they had that opportunity and so that we can help them grow and develop and see if they could maybe become a trailblazer one day or play for England and stuff. So yeah, we were really keen to take them on, and also giving them that award is a nice little boost because they deserve it. And then our coach's player of the season went to Kelly Bartle, player's player to Abby Bedford, and most improved went to a man called Michael Lohman. He came along, hadn't really played much netball before, and he's really vastly improved in such a short amount of time. And then our last award went to a lady called Grace Richards-Harrower, and she got the Spirit of Hurricanes Award.
Manish, if we can bring you in now. You've recently been announced as a club captain, especially in any sport, but obviously, what was that like for you when you found out?
It was amazing. I got told a couple of weeks beforehand just so that I could talk on the day and just like inspire the club going into this new season. But yeah, very special moment. I'm looking forward to the league this year and our nationals position of 13th. We're looking to better. So I want everyone to like have a good time, but also we want to like be really competitive this year. And I'm really excited.
What was it like being a trailblazer as well? I mean, the stuff you can tell us, but
it was an incredible experience. Just every part of the trip, I have to say. So we arrived on the 2nd of December and it was like the whole experience of having strategy talks before the game and then kind of like activating the actual game itself. We had like ice baths afterwards and then pool recovery. And then we'd like rewatch the game and we talk through kind of things that we wanted to change. And then also kind of getting to kind of explore Singapore in itself was really fun. So I think we got like the off-court and on-court like competitiveness right. It was an incredible experience. I've learned so much and it's just really nice to play against other international teams.
And a good standard of games as well.
Definitely. And especially for England, so many nail biters, including on the final day where at full time it was 41 all and it got taken to extra time. I think we put on quite the show for everyone.
What was netball's appeal for you?
So I've been quite sporty from a young age. I like picking up quite a lot of different sports. So when I was younger, I had played like tennis, football, cricket, rugby, those kind of sports. And I got to university and wanted to try something a little different. And at uni, we had a club called like Warwick Mixed Netball. So I wanted to try that out and really enjoyed kind of like playing in the midcourt, playing at centre. And then that's how I kind of picked it up. So I have to say like just kind of transferable skills from other sports and also just a good bunch of people at the club at the time.
Over the last couple of years, we've seen that growth of men's netball as well. So have you got a little bit of advice that you'd be able to share for those interested?
Yeah, definitely. I think mixed and men's netball is now definitely becoming more of a thing throughout the country. So definitely get yourself down to a club. Even though Hurricanes is mostly adults, we are taking on the likes of Harry's Frags and Jake as well. But even if it isn't netball, just getting those kind of skills from other sports is really important, like your hand-eye coordination and like fitness and everything. So definitely that. I know there are plans this year for loads of games to be streamed within EMNA itself. So, you know, you can learn loads through that channel as well.
Alex, back to you. We've obviously heard and seen about the growth and interest since last time we spoke in the men's and mixed games. Going to be having some trials taking place for you and the Hurricanes. So give us an idea of cost and location.
So it's happening in Guildford at Guildford County School on the 11th of February at 4 o'clock. So it'll last a couple of hours. There's actually no cost. And brilliant. We're also doing some open training sessions as well in the lead up to that. So on the 24th of January and the 31st, you can come along and train with us. It's a Wednesday evening from 7:30 until 9:30. And we're lucky enough on the first session on the 24th, got a lady called Sharon Garner coming and she's involved with Storm. She's a Storm pathway coach. So we're really lucky to have her hosting that. And that is also free. And we just want to make it accessible to as many people that want to try it. I think putting a cost on it would maybe deter some people. So that's open to everyone. And you can sign up to either of those trials or the open training by visiting our Instagram, which is Surrey_Hurricanes.
And in the meantime, if we need to email you with a couple of questions or what's the best way of doing that?
Yeah, email is probably the best way, which is surreyhurricanes@outlook.com. Or you can DM us on Instagram. So it's @Surrey_Hurricanes.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.